Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I will follow the advice as an order, and I will explain a little bit briefly on my view about the issue that should preoccupy everybody that thinks about the future, particularly about the future of the European Union. And I do. I am concerned about the future because I am a strong believer in the European idea. And I would like to ask myself, I would like to ask you about your opinion. I would like to address this issue of the future of Eurozone and the European idea in a moment that those two institutions are facing quite a crisis. As Miriam has said, I had the privilege to talk and to later on deliver some messages at a press conference with German Chancellor and my friend Angela Merkel about these issues. At that time, I said one thing that I would like to repeat here, and I would like to explain a little bit more than at the press conference. And this is my strong belief that the future of the European Union is the United Europe, United States of Europe. I know this is, this has not been said for the first time, and it will not definitely be said for the last time. I said it at a press conference that I do believe that basically the solution of the problems we are facing is United States of Europe. So a strong political union that would be capable to deliver issues that we are concerned about today and who will be tomorrow. Otherwise, it's my strong belief that if we will wait too long to address this issue in this direction, we may see what I wouldn't like to see at all, not because of my own destiny, my kids' destiny, and my destiny, and my European destiny. That would be a decline of the whole European idea. So basically, I would like to say that we are once again, not for the very first time, not for the last time, but now once again at the crossroads, and we have to choose what direction we will take in the future, and not to wait too much to say the final decision. One way is, in my view, to go in the direction of the United States of Europe. Another one is to wait to be the status quo and basically in a couple of decades to decline with all the idea which prevent peace and stability in Europe for more than half a century. Now, why I am so strong believer in this concept that has been beaten basically a couple of years ago when the Convention on the Future of Europe came up with the European Constitution, and then European Constitution has been not been supported by all of 27 nations. You know that the referenda in France and Netherlands have not been successful. Also, a lot of other nations and political forces within every nation have been against this political, economic, and social, strong social union. So basically, just a couple of years ago, this idea has been, neglected. Why I think now, and being a couple of years ago also a member of a committee on constitutional reforms back in the European Parliament, what I do is now it is time to rethink again this concept. I do believe so because we are, as the President has said before, we are facing huge problems with the Eurozone. I do believe that there is no future, at least no long-term future, for Eurozone to be successful with a strong currency with 17 different fiscal policies. It is absolutely impossible. You cannot have one currency with 17 different fiscal policies. I know that politically it is easier to reach a consensus to have one currency and 17 different fiscal policies. But we can observe right now in the middle of economic crisis this in long term would be impossible. I know how politically sensitive it is to address this issue, but we have to do it as leaders. We cannot just sit back and wait. We have to deliver this issue. And when I'm speaking about the United States of Europe, I do not speak on behalf of my government or the country, because we have not debated this issue yet. I hope one day we will. I do speak with my experiences and my knowledge and basically with my hope that one day would be enough power among political forces in every nation of 27, at the moment at 17, to debate this important issue, to go in a further step to not just coordinate fiscal policies at the level of head of governments and states, as we are doing at the moment. Maybe for the time being, this is enough. But in the long perspective, this will not be enough, definitely not. You know, when observing the United States, we can see how difficult it is to address the issue of debt in a country that is united. Now, how we can, in long-term period, will be successful with 17 different fiscal policies, or just coordinating them, it is practically impossible. So what I do think is necessary at the moment is to open this debate, what to do in institutional moment of our debate, to start to think about maybe a new treaty that would deliver very strong commitments of those countries who are willing to meet this criteria or performances, and then to ask every nation if it is ready to meet the criteria or not. And if we would get them a consensus to reach an agreement of a common fiscal policy of countries united under this agreement, that would mean that I think Eurozone would go on. We will have a very strong currency. It will be an important currency in global economy. And basically, on a long-term period, we can have an instrument how to meet with issues of economic, financial, political, and social and other nature of products. So, I think that it is not a question of either we are optimistic or pessimistic about the future. The question is, are we ready to see the real dimension of the problem that we are facing right now in Europe? Because if we can say for the global economy that it is now in the financial, economic and social term of crisis in Europe in particular, I think the truth is that we are facing also an institutional type of crisis. So, to fix this crisis, we have to go ahead and to address this issue. And probably it would not take a lot of time. The leaders of important countries will start to go on, and we, I'm not in the best position to speak on behalf of small countries, but as far as I, as Prime Minister of a small country, I can make this statement. It is extremely important that small countries like Slovenia would not just observe this process, but be part of this process from the beginning. And I said this to my colleagues back in Brussels, that I think one day this debate will start. That I think basically it is good not to be not brave enough to deliver this issue to the public. And we have to be very open debating with this, with our people. I would not underestimate our people that wouldn't understand the whole issue. I think after 3 years of the crisis, everybody in Europe now recognizes the volume of the crisis and the nature of the crisis. And I think everybody knows that as we are organized at the moment in Eurozone, as we are organized at the moment in the European Union, just with proposed government, I mean by French president and German chancellor, that we would have twice a year a meeting of the head of states and the government of 17 countries. Okay, this is a step in the right direction. I do support it. Slovenia has supported this idea. But this will not be enough. It is a step in the right direction. I think it is an illustration that basically this idea of stronger political unity has already been, in a way, not just debated, but proposed. But if we would like to see consensus of not just leaders and not just political elites in 17 countries, and later on maybe 27, it is time now to start the public debate on the future of European Union, and not to be afraid to mention these three words that a couple of years ago would not be acceptable for the majority of Europeans, and this is United States of Europe. I do know how sensitive this issue is. I mean, listen, Slovenia has celebrated two decades of its independence. It's now very difficult to step in front of the public and say, listen, we have to give away some sort of sovereign rights and so on. But the simple question is, do you want a financial, economic, social stability, yes or no? This is a condition to be met or not. And this simple question, I think absolutely, the majority of half a billion people of the old continent will step, I'm not afraid. And maybe 5 or 6 years ago, this has not been an idea that would, you know, inspire a deal of conflict. I do believe that now is the time to go with this idea once again. I've been very happy that a couple of days ago, I think former German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder has mentioned also this idea of the United States of Europe in his interview with the Spiegel. I think that we are now at the moment in our European history that we will decide about our future in long-term perspective. And it's time to deliver this issue to the public and to think about this institutional movement of the perspective of our union, because it is important in European case. It is not maybe the problem in other countries of modern economy, but it is important in the Eurozone in particular, and basically then in European Union, because financial stability of Europe, it is one of the most important pillars of European Union. And if we would like to preserve strong currency, and I think we do, then it's time to move on. Because with different mechanisms, you know, and bilateral help, we will not survive this global financial crisis. I'm not very optimistic that we just have been over the recession, and basically now with a slow growth, we will go out of the economic crisis. No. The data unfortunately show that probably we will face for a longer time an economic crisis, and the issue, the task, the challenge of European Union and Eurozone in particular is to address this issue, how to go on. And I think just a stronger coordination of fiscal policies and economic policies basically is not enough for a stronger currency that Europe should be in long-term perspective. We should think beyond this. I think we should think about the concept once again of United States of Europe. I do recognize how sensitive this issue is. So it's better not to postpone the debate, not just among political leaders and leaders, but also with the public. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. President, I decided today at this very important conference to consider to address this this issue, to maybe a little bit inspire this debate more than it has been the case in the future, also in my country and countries of other and other members of Eurozone and European Union. As I said, let me finish my speech. As I said, I am a strong believer in European idea. It would be a great mistake if we would reduce a great idea as European idea is to the financial stability and the money. But let us be very pragmatic. Without strong currency, we will not survive as a union. And to have a strong money, we have to have much more political, economic, social union that we have present. So it is up to us, up to Europeans to decide which way we will go in the future. I think the best way to go for those who are strong believers in European idea, in peace, stability, and welfare of our people, is to go and think bravely about United States of Europe. Not to avoid criticism, not to avoid fears that will arise during the debate, but with passion and courage, that we are advocating one thing which is extremely important, not just for financial stability, but for security and welfare of our children and their children. So hoping that, I would like to thank you for your attention, and I would like to invite everybody to deliver your opinion on what you are thinking about what is necessary to be done in the future to avoid problems and to find out a solution to get some and to give some optimism and passion about the future to our people. I think they deserve this after these 3 years of severe economic, social, and also political crisis. I do hope so. I would like to welcome you here. It's an important conference, and I hope very much you will enjoy it. Thank you so much.